In New Orleans, it all goes back to food, or at least we like to say. Our mealtime conversations spent talking about another mealtime, future or past, is strange enough that we can joke about it, but common enough that we're all in on the joke. As good as our food is, though, it's not truly all about the food. Our food says so. Pick a local special, and I think you'll see. You don't boil crawfish for one. You don't make a pot of beans just for yourself. You don't complete a king cake circuit alone. Our food is even more than what touches the taste buds. Our food is socializing, community building, not completely for its own sake. This is Jesus' path to the kitchen, too. He who uses food so often in his words, he who uses food to say more. The wedding at Cana is not for a good Pinot. The multiplication of loaves is not for a set of satisfied stomachs. The Last Supper is not for a new twist on matzah. Today is not about talking about missing bread. Jesus uses food imagery, food miracles even, for more. The disciples might hear the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod, and then hear the rumbling in their stomachs. But Jesus is talking about that little bit that can be added and affect things in a negative way. When their hunger gets in their heads, Jesus reminds that he can satisfy those needs too. So today, let's recognize the meal that he has invited us to, reception of the Eucharist, of his very self. More is being offered to us here. May we fix our hunger on that and share what we have received with our world.